The election isn't until next year, but L.A. City Councilman Felipe Fuentes says he is stepping down to take a job as a lobbyist. The councilman serves the 7th District, which includes Sylmar, Pacoima, and other areas around the 5, 210, and 118 freeways. And because he's leaving before his term ends next year, that means part of the Northeast San Fernando Valley will be without full representation on the council for months. Kevin Roderick is here with this week's L.A. Observed. Hey, Kevin.
Hi, Steve.
Couldn't you just wait the months until re-election? I mean, what's the hurry for this guy?
Well, that's easy for us to say. He may have a whole lot of other things going on, right? It does look as if Felipe Fuentes, who has been around City Hall for a couple of decades and also served a few terms in the state legislature, saw the opportunity to go make some money in the private sector, and he's going to go be an advocate for the general contractors in Sacramento.
In Sacramento, what's going to happen to that district in the meantime, do you think?
What happens is the CAO's office, this is the staff at City Hall, they essentially run the district.
This is Miguel Santana's office, right?
Yes.
Administrative officer.
Right. It's very possible that Felipe Fuentes' staff will remain in place, just reporting to someone in the CAO's office or to someone designated to serve as chief of staff there, and answer constituent questions and continue to do a lot of the routine work of a city council member. But there won't be anyone sitting at the horseshoe voting on measures before the city council, and there'll be, instead of 15 votes, 14 votes on the city council.
14 votes, and Fuentes is saying that there were several things in the pipeline, that he's done a lot for the district. I mean, the whole due diligence, I guess, before stepping down, to be sure. When will voters, Kevin, go to the polls?
Voters go to the polls in the next city election in March, which is what's the primary election in March, leading to a runoff in May if they're needed. There'll be a lot of things on the ballot next year, including the mayor, the city attorney, and the city controller. So it'll be a busy city ballot. There could also be some important ballot measures on the ballot as well next March. So for those reasons, it's unlikely that the city council will, even though it could, call a special election to fill this vacancy when Fuentes leaves next month. But they probably won't, because the new person would only serve a few months.
I think of Alaska Governor Sarah Palin when she stepped down from her job with, I think it was years to go, actually, as governor. She didn't take a lobbying job, but she, I guess, wanted more time to do more political things without the burden of being governor. Is it unprecedented for something like this to happen? And she had, by the way, a lieutenant governor to take over.
Well, what is unusual here? It's unusual for an elected city council person in Los Angeles, they make about $189,000 a year plus benefits, to leave without even finishing a first term. That is unusual. In the case of Felipe Fuentes, as I said, he's been around City Hall. And I think there are people in that district who felt that maybe his heart just was never in the idea of being a local elected official who has to answer to people in a lot different ways than a state lawmaker does. He certainly had his critics in that area. As soon as he announced in January that he was not going to run, a couple of dozen people almost came out of the woodwork ready to jump in and run.
What do you think this says about public service, Kevin? I mean, if it's about the money that you can make, why would anyone want to serve on a city council or as president even?
Well, the LA city council members are among the highest paid city officials in the country, so they can't complain about that. But, lobbyists tend to make more, so there is that. It could be as simple as that, right? But also, Felipe Fuentes, maybe he's, and he alluded to this, is that, he's done being a public servant in the same way that he has in the past. He wanted to go on to something else. Well, now he's got a job in the private sector, although it is still in the milieu of politics in Sacramento. There's also questions of, there has been a federal grand jury looking into politics in the Northeast Valley. We don't know that Fuentes is involved in that at all, although a member of his staff was called before the grand jury to talk about something that happened outside of his office. There's always that. Who knows what's going on that causes someone to make a life change like this? But that's what it is. He's simply saying, I don't want to be a city councilman in Los Angeles anymore. I want to move my family to Sacramento, and I'm going to start a new life up there.
It's funny. You're not going to find any of that in the press release. Kevin Roderick with this week's LA Observe. Kevin, thank you.